It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Fun way to open up this year's episode of the show, The Corettes from Aalborg, Denmark, doing You Woo Me. And that's a great new song by The Corettes. It was released at the same time, basically, as another single called Shake, which is like this. I'll make you shake. And that song is super fun too. It reminds me of the old song Clap, Shake, Jump by Behavior. Remember that one? That song is super fun. I always like that song. Anyway, so check out those new releases from The Corettes. Always good stuff. Can't go wrong there. Okay, up next, something I'm pretty excited about. It's a new release by a band I've played it forever. From Brooklyn, Real Estate. They are back with a new album with a great title. I don't know what it is about this, the name of this record, but just it really works for me. I think it's a great album title. I can't say enough good things about this album title choice. I don't know how they came up with it. It's incredible, this album title. The new album is Daniel. That's right, the new album by Real Estate is called Daniel. We're gonna hear two songs from it. First, Water Underground, and then Somebody New. both super great songs and a pretty great release. I feel like it starts a little stronger. I don't know. There's some three stars. It's not the best thing they've ever done, I'm gonna admit, but it's pretty good. And I'm always excited when there's new stuff from bands I like after a while. And that is the case with Real Estate. So without further ado, Water Underground, Somebody New from the best album title ever, Daniel by Real Estate, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
Sound. society that today decides that religion throughout its history has been wrong about the position of women in society, wrong about the mortal fate of practicing homosexuals, wrong about the position of the earth in relation to the sun, wrong about the age of both of those celestial bodies, wrong about the common evolutionary ancestry of every animal, including the human animal, wrong about the ownership of other human beings as private property, now has to contend with a religious tradition that doesn't come to us with contrition and apology and say, well, maybe we were wrong about these things. But no, these are all our things after all. We're going to claim these things. I know that St. Paul says, I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over a man. Rather, she should remain silent, for Adam was formed first, then Eve. But don't you know that the social justice movement is essentially Judeo-Christian in origin? I know that the Old Testament not only explicitly condones the ownership of other human beings as private property, but gives detailed instructions about exactly how to buy and indeed take them. But don't you know that the abolitionist movement was essentially Judeo-Christian in origin? Yes, I know that Galileo was shown the instruments of torture by the Inquisition for having the temerity to suggest that the earth might orbit the sun rather than the other way around. But don't you know that the scientific revolution, which he authored, was essentially Judeo-Christian in origin? I'd find it funny if it wasn't so offensive to the people who established these very developments against the very religious traditions that now want to claim them as their own.
Okay, let's get caught up. After Real Estate back there, we heard Letitia Sadir from London in the UK doing New Moon and Panzer Inacceptable, both from a new record called Rooting for Love. Super great stuff from Stereolab adjacent Letitia Sadir right there. Great songs, great album. Gonna like that if you like all the usual stuff. Okay, then after that, just before I start talking, we heard two songs from Cool Sounds from Melbourne down in Australia. They got a new EP. It's called Bug Beat. We heard the title track Bug Beat and then Another Way from this new EP. Pretty good stuff. Those are the two best songs off the EP. Hope you liked them. Okay, up next from right here in Stockholm, Sweden, Dina Agun is back with a new album. It is called Orion. We're going to hear two songs from it. First, Farad and then Tama Lador, and both are super great songs off this new album that skews pretty heavy into their psychedelic jazz kind of weird stuff that they do. I think it's great. These two songs, Farad in particular, super strong. So without further ado, Dina Agun right now on The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
off the brakes. Today it's better in the end. Whatever happened to your friend? Count the seconds, feel the pain. Knock me up with heart rate. If it's something, is then nothing. Yeah, it's way below the pain. It seems to go in heavy fuel.
Thank you.
right, let's get caught up one last time. The last two songs you heard were Warren 10 from Los Angeles. They have two new singles. We heard both of them. We heard Hard Erase and Replace Me. Both super great songs, and they felt like they should go on the show next to each other, even though they were not released on the same release yet. I think, as always, bands just trickle out singles, and then eventually they put them on an album, but I'm not sure when the album will come out. So for now, we have those two singles, and they're great. Hard Erase and Replace Me. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, Ruby Sue from Norwich in the UK. We're going to hear their song Northern Boy, and I love this song. And the name of the band is Ruby Sue. So I wanted to put this in a place where I could play this sound clip, but I didn't, so I'm just going to play the sound clip now. Here we go.
If you don't remember, this here is Rocky.
Have you got a kiss for me?
You better take a rain check on that, Art. He's got a lip fungus ain't identified yet.
You remember Ruby Sue?
Oh, my gosh. Her eyes aren't crossed anymore.
That's something, ain't it? Huh? She falls in a well, eyes go cross. She gets kicked by a mule, they go back to normal. I don't know.
There we go. That felt important. Wanted to get that on the show. Okay, finishing up the episode right now, Ruby Sue with Northern Boy. Where else but on the Sounds in My Head?
You got me into some good bands. I really like the way you dance when you lose yourself. I just think you're really great and it's cool. If you just wanna be mates, that's fine with me. I just had to see what you would think of this. I like your smile, I like your style. I think it's really sweet when you realize you haven't touched your hair in a while. This is me just being honest with you. I don't have a type, but I really like the way you grin at me across the class when the teacher is talking too fast. Well, I've been trying for so long to fight the urge to write this song, but you see, it's pretty clear that it needs to be sung. Sorry if it is, just say the word and I'll be gone. Gone. I like your smile, I like your style. I think it's really sweet when you realize you haven't touched your hair in a while. This is me just being honest with you. I don't have a type, but I really like the across the class when the teacher is talking too fast. And maybe you'll think I'm crazy. You see, I really like this northern boy. He's kinda shy, so sweet and coy. Oh, he's tough, he's not rough. Oh, he's definitely enough to make me smile. He makes me smile. He's my northern boy. I like his smile, I like his style. I think he's really sweet when he realizes he hasn't touched his hair in a while. This is me just being honest with him. I don't have a type, but I really like the way he grins at me across the class when the teacher is talking too fast. He's my northern boy. He's my northern boy. He's my northern boy.
does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Action Line, Little Sunflower, and Just Had to Tell Somebody, all by Dorothy Ashby. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsofmyhead.com, where you can also find links to follow me on social media. That's on Facebook and Threads. You can also look for a link to Spotify, where you'll find a playlist for this season. That's season 21. I put all the songs that are on the show into that playlist as episodes come out, so you can just listen to them all right there without having to listen to me talk. Pretty cool. If you want to reach out, you can always email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. I always love to hear from you. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds of My Head.